Hey, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, and Samara Schulman and I definitely always, I should say, have something to talk about. How you doing, Samara?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm feeling good. I'm waiting for spring, baseball season. My daughter's playing field hockey. My number two son's playing baseball. My youngest is playing baseball. So we're in sports heaven. My oldest is getting ready to decide which college he's going to. So lots going on in Tsironis household.
Yeah, exciting time. So, Pete, I was thinking, let's flip the script for a second. What's on your mind this morning?
Ooh, okay. I love it. Semi curveball. I do have something on my mind. I subscribe to open government principles, which are being transparent, being collaborative, and of course, being participatory. I'm a big fan of events and doing things like this, connecting with you. And ever since I left government 8 years plus ago, I always found that even when I was the Fed, getting together with industry wasn't easy. Here we are 4 years later, if you will, in the COVID perspective of how the hybrid world has become the norm. And I'm always thinking every day about what really works best. And for me, I love to meet in person, but it's harder now than ever to do that, I feel. So that's what's on my mind. I love your thoughts as somebody who wants to meet with your potential and current customers, but also how to best leverage capability like this to keep that experience. So I've been thinking about, I don't want to go back. I want to move forward, but that's why Bits, Bytes, and Insights and my platform is. Let's connect dots, build bridges, and do it in the moment. So that's why I love doing this with you, but also what's on my mind. What about your thoughts on this world we're living in, how to take advantage of public-private partnership under open government?
Yeah, I agree with you. I love the in-person stuff and going back to the in-person stuff, but I do think that there is still a happy medium. I think on the industry side, industry has the opportunity to learn from government through different webinars, through different online things. But then what you're missing is that networking. We're at events in person. The government is giving their insights, and they are insights that you're not going to get anywhere else. What is hard for me is to make sure that I've got the right people from the team who are able to make introductions and connect the dots in person, because there's an opportunity to meet a potential customer or a customer and say, "Hey, I love that you said X, Y, and Z. I would love to get a little bit inf more information because we're doing this over here at this agency, and maybe we could talk about doing this." Da, 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 da. There's a lot that could come out of that, but I think there also are events where it's a time to listen and learn. And you also want the right people on your team to be there to learn and to pick up those nuggets that the feds are offering us at these different venues versus an online webinar. The other thing I will, and I've given kudos to you before, is what you're involved with and helping the CIO Council, the upcoming CDO Council, all the different organizations, the Department of Energy, and their huge annual conference. I love these conferences that are put on by government. I think it's so significant to hear the topics coming out of government, because I do think that there's a difference between that. That's a platform for government to plan, to say, here's what interests us and here's what we want industry to know, versus industry coming up with topics and things that are on industry's mind and having the feds give their comments on that. It's a very nuanced difference, but I do think that there's a huge difference in that. So, I mean, Pete, just to throw it back to you and to finish up here, I know we've got the DOE conference coming up in a few months from now. I'm sure if I know Pete Tsironis at all, he's already got the agenda going back and forth in his mind, the questions to be asked, the topics to be asked. But how are you feeling about that?
Oh, thank you. We're really excited about the late July DOE conference, Cyber Technology Innovation Conference. We're excited about the event on April 17th that you'll be helping pull together on point. That is the Climate Change Summit out of Carisoft. And then in May, we'll have the Emerging Tech Conference in Cambridge. So no shortage of events, but your pearl of wisdom for me is it's that experience when you're there. It's the
Yes.
meeting, the people, the connection, but we don't have a lot of time in a short span to connect that dot to begin that fruitful evolution of a trusted partnership. So thank you, and I'm excited, and you made my day.
I'm right back at you. Thanks for the conversation.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.